good morning. How's everybody doing? You doing good, Mackenzie?
I'm doing great. We just made our breakfast together, so that was fun.
It looks like the scene out of E.T. with all the plastic down there.
So Joe and I wandered into our basement, and we're like, where are we? There's plastic everywhere. You can barely see. It smells like chemicals.
People have masks on, but we don't, which is like, is that okay to breathe?
We were like, I was literally holding my breath when I was down
there. I was impressed that you held your breath for 3 minutes. I mean, and you haven't passed out yet. That's impressive.
We had to make, I made oatmeal and you made your chicken.
I did, so my chicken, my peas, and my rice.
Yeah.
833-563-2539. Where did you pass out or where did you faint? I'm not talking passing out because you drink.
We almost just did in the basement.
Yeah, from the fumes. They're painting, but I'm not talking about from like being drunk passing out. I'm talking, my wife, for example, Lindsay, has passed out a time or two when she's given blood. She already has low blood pressure. She's naturally low, freakishly low. But also when you donate blood, you got to be careful with that, that sometimes if it's so low, you could have like a thing where you faint or pass out. I brought this up because I saw a photo of a dad on the floor in a delivery room. The mom did okay. She delivered a beautiful baby, but the doctors immediately go to him because he's like knocked out on the floor because he fainted.
Something I'll tell you, Joe, which I know was a shock, and it is to some men, you are really typically, all I know is natural childbirth because I had Lucy naturally, but you're really, really in the mix there. Like I feel like men don't realize they're going to really be in the thick of it, like in it. You're like holding a leg. You're like in there helping. So if you are weak of the stomach, that's just something to know.
I don't think I want to see that, to be honest. Like,
you will though when it's your own baby.
Because to be fair, no offense, I know women, you're pushing the baby out, but you don't have to see it either. So like, I think the guys kind of have the really rough part of watching it happen.
It's a miracle of life.
Oh, it
that's
is.
Babies, how it goes.
Babies and all their goo are beautiful. No doubt about it. Liv, what do you think?
Well, I passed out one time during my sorority initiation.
Oh, my gosh.
So during the sorority initiation, it was my freshman year of college, and we were in this, like, classroom in one of the rooms at the university to fit all, like, 150 girls in there, and all of the freshmen had to stand up the entire time during initiation, which is, like, a 3-4 hour process. And so we're all standing up the entire time. We're all on this stage. The room is so hot because it's like August. We're in stockings, a white dress. Some of us have robes on. And it's just so hot in that room. And we were standing for so long. And you have to wake up so early in the morning. So I had nothing to eat.
Yeah.
I like was kind of hungover. And I passed out. I just couldn't. My body was like just dehydrated. It was tired from standing so long. And finally, my blood sugar just dropped and I passed out and the girl next to me had to catch me.
Did she catch you?
Yes, she did catch me, which was great. She caught me and then they laid me on the ground. And that's when I kind of like woke up and was like, what happened? They like got me a Sprite. Yeah, they got me a Sprite to kind of lift up my blood sugar and they let me sit the rest of initiation, which was like the best part.
Oh, the girl's like, well, if I would have known that, I would have passed out too. Now, I had something, and they didn't catch me, even though they claimed to have. When I was in high school in gym class, we were playing football kind of the last day of the year. This kid tackled me. I was a big guy. He was a big guy, too, so probably 400 or 500 pounds at the time. All landed on my collarbone. I didn't know it at the time, but I actually broke my collarbone in half. It hurt so bad. So I'm at the hospital getting x-rays done, and like I had to like raise my hand up, like, you know, you're asking a question in class to do the x-ray that way, and I could start to feel, and I remember trying to tell her, I'm like, ma'am, I think I'm going to pass out. But I think I was like, meh. And I fell. I had a giant bump on my head, but they say they caught me. No, they didn't. I remember her running towards me, but you did not catch me at like a 200-300 pound mark at this little old lady that was the x-ray technician. But I passed out. I guess you would say that was from the pain because like just trying to hold it up there and the bone was broken.
I am not good with shots. So I had to go, I had to get a shot. And it was like one of those, oh, you should get this. It, like for, you know, to protect it against precancers, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, all right. So I got this shot and I'm like, it's cool. And like 2 seconds later, I turned ghost white and I got into a cold sweat and I started blacking out.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
And the poor little nurse was the littlest thing. She was probably like barely five feet, like 100 pounds.
And I
was
like, whoa.
And so I like laid down. The ironic part is Lucy, my daughter, had to get like a shot for school.
Yeah.
And I was like, be brave. It's nothing. You got this. And then literally the next day I get a shot. pass out.
Lucy's like, you killed my mom!
It's Joe and Mackenzie on Radio Now.